Hey, Dolphins. I'm Carolyn Bermudez, Vice President of Florida City Gas. Today, we'll cover the top news around the Dolphins, including a busy day in the community, all right here on Dolphins Daily, presented by Florida City Gas. Hey, defense. The preparation for the New England Patriots begins as the team returns from their short time away from football activities. Week 12 didn't go as planned during the two teams' first meeting. However, the Dolphins have a chance for revenge on Monday night at home. Head coach Adam Gase knows the Fins are capable of defeating the Patriots and recently explained the importance of starting fast to do so.
We need to do a better job of being competitive early and try to see how long we stay tight with them. And then that's when you have to go try to win in the fourth quarter. To beat them, it's going to be close. And you got to keep it close, and then in the fourth quarter, you have to make plays to beat them.
Now before the players begin working today, on Tuesday, the team had an eventful day out in the community. To add to their involvement with high school football, Dolphins players and cheerleaders surprised Hollywood Hills students with a donation of gym and football equipment for their use. Players also took the time to help share useful tips on proper lifting techniques. As part of this season, the tackle football team is participating in the Rise High School Leadership Program. The day continued with a special visit to Baptist Children's Hospital. Players, cheerleaders, and mascot TD distributed baskets of hope, giveaway items from Wendy's, and spent quality time with each patient while taking photos and signing autographs. Fans, enter to win your game-changing VIP ticket package for the Week 17 Buffalo Bills game, courtesy of Florida City Gas, your MVP for clean natural gas energy and big rebates and savings. That's all I have for you today. Check back tomorrow for more news and updates right here on Dolphins Daily, presented by Florida City Gas.